Amazing. So Exodus 11 and 7, New International Version says, "Then you will know that the Lord makes a distinction between." So I thought about today, once asked, and I've got to confess to you, I don't think I'd ever even tried to preach this little thought before, and man, next thing I knew. But anyway, I want to try to say something about it because it's inexhaustible. But I just would, if I had a framework for it, I would just call it this: the I am makes the difference. And I join with you in acknowledging that today. If it wasn't for the Lord, well, I'm getting ahead of myself. In Jesus' name, please be seated. I might go there. This world is constantly clawing and clamoring to try to find something. I don't know. Kaylee just raised her eyebrows like, "Dad, where's that note supposed to go from here?" I don't know that I know either. But it sounded good to me. Praise God. So, well, maybe not good, but anyway, it was always reaching. But the real hope I know that each of us this afternoon have, and the great things that we rejoice in, is that God had a place for all the whole of the human family. And now you and I have the chance to occupy what that represents. And I see one of our great writers down here. She's the writer and I'm the person that doesn't have any memory. But anyway, she's a lady in the black dress on the second row, in case you wanted. Oh, Sister Wagner, dear Lord, that's like a name known around the world. Praise God. So give her some love, as Kaylee would say. That's right. And well deserved. Thank you. She made a kind statement a while ago, and she didn't have to do that. But thank you, Sister Wagner, for what you do. Tommy Thompson, in the summer of 88, discovered a big rusty paddle wheel buried in the sediment of the ocean floor. It was a clear indicator that he was not so far from where he had finally hoped he could be, and that is near to a cache of 19th century gold. Worth as much in 88, they say, as about $500 million. The Tommy Thompson that I have read a little bit of employed the best mechanisms and technology of the late 80s. In fact, he ultimately created a submersible craft that he could get about, or could get about, on the ocean floor. They named that craft Nemo. Now, I believe our girls even heard about Nemo. I don't know, but seems I remember. Nemo weighed about 12,000 pounds, and it was quite a remarkable craft in its own right in 1988. It could travel at 8,000 feet beneath the surface of the ocean and never have a wobble. It had the mechanism, the arms, the ability, a lot of elements about that search for that ship that sailed along the South Carolina coast as a large double-wheeled steamer in 1857 that could be talked about. It was eventually battered by a hurricane that came, floundered in the storm off the coast of South Carolina and lost its ability to stay afloat. Disappeared in the briny deep of the Atlantic Ocean, only about 150 of the 500 souls aboard survived. It was termed in that time as the ship of gold because it contained more than 3 tons of coins, brick nuggets, a treasure that had been alluded to many times by various people, but it always managed to stay hidden in the bottom of the Atlantic Ocean floor. And finally, Tommy Thompson somewhat eccentric but brilliant man, made his mark in what was termed as the bare-knuckled business of hunting treasure. So I join with you this morning. It is still morning. It's not morning. I didn't think it was. Feels like evening to me, praise God. But and observing the fact that the greatest treasure that can ever be found is found in God. That's all right. Let's give the Lord some thanks, because He indeed is the treasure that is of great price. Children of Israel, you well know, became prisoners in a strange land. Came there by invitation. Ultimately, the leadership of Egypt changed, and eventually they were to be held captive. And they were for some 400 years. But what was mistaken, or perhaps never considered, or maybe never known by the second Pharaoh that held them finally captive, was that they were not just any people. They were, in the eyes of God, a treasure. And he wanted to make it clear, ultimately, to this man who had a lot of acknowledgement and a lot of resource by worldly standards. He wanted him to know, and he did so in a number of ways, that the words, "Let my people go," were not just words to him. In fact, Exodus chapter 9 and verse 1 says, "Then the Lord said unto Moses, Go in unto Pharaoh and tell him, Thus saith the Lord God of the Hebrews, Let my people go, that they may serve me." You're not going to stop them from serving me. You may feel like you can keep them in a place where they can't do what they need and want to do, but I'm going to tell you, good fellow, if he could, probably didn't call him that, but anyway, the Lord called him something, I'm sure. I guess he loved him anyway. But you're dealing with something else now. You may have the ability to put the plan together in your mind, and it seems like maybe you've got the upper hand. But aren't you glad you're serving a God this afternoon where the enemy never has the upper hand when it comes to him? Oh, death, where is thy sting? Oh, grave, where is thy victory? Well, we could go on in that verse, but I'm glad along with you to say that the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first, and then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up. So he told Moses, he said, I want you to go back and tell them, first of all, you go to the Israelites, you go to your people, and you tell them that God's got a message and that you're coming out of this place. And then ultimately, your next stop's going to be that you let Pharaoh know that the game is up, that the event that you've had here is over, and that my handkerchief has disappeared. But I'll continue to search, praise God, if you'll just bear with me. There's not too many other places it could be. I'm going for the Bible now, praise God, folks. Hallelujah. Amen. Anybody got any faith? Mine is weakening by the moment. Hallelujah. Oh, well, maybe I'll just sing now since I can't find anything else. Yeah. See, I remember along where in those 80s. Sorry, Bible, I wasn't upset at you. I was upset at my own ability. It's all good. When the declaration that was made came along in a song, and I thought it was, you know, I know this is ancient history. Y'all don't know anything about it, probably. But Moses, yeah, you do. But Moses replied as God directed him. And in Exodus 3 and 14, and then along comes Exodus chapter number 9. Let my people go. In Exodus chapter 11. That ye may know that the Lord hath put a difference between Exodus chapter 12, verse 50 and 51, that the Lord did bring the children of Israel out. Hallelujah. I think we could give him some thanks right now. I don't know how long and how it might have been for you, but is there anybody in this house that's got a testimony in your heart right now? That's it, he did. He brought me out of what I used to be. My life is not what it once was. In fact, they said it like this, if it wasn't. Aren't these guys great? Even someone like me that can't sing, if you got singers like that, it just makes them. All I figured out a long time ago, best I could do is just stand up and holler real loud. Praise God. And the details, the types of all that's represented. We discovered some characteristics, if you'll just please a moment longer. Maybe 2 moments longer. That are evident, they are. In the scripture, there's this wonderful paradigm that unfolds. It becomes very, very obvious that the enemy wants nothing more than to distract us from the distinction, from the blessing, from the favor, from the goodness of God in the land of the living. The scripture defines an atmosphere where many would become lovers of their own selves more than lovers of God. But let me give you the contrast, and that's what's in this house today. where people by the hundreds have gathered here with one intent in mind. And that is to say it's all about the I am. The I am. What's that? Your great worship pastor made reference to it this morning. The fact of the matter is, when you say the I am, you have encompassed every need that could ever be spoken, every heartache that could ever be felt, everything that could ever be experienced. Hallelujah. And that's why the joy, that's why the relationship, it's not built out of grudgery. I was pretty proud of that last night. I invented a brand new word. I don't think there's a word like that, but there is now. In fact, you got to get to the place where you don't serve God out of, I'll say it again, grudgery. This is not routine. This is not same old, same old. This house is full. The entire design, the entire structure, the makeup of it all. In this setting of Scripture, we would try to perhaps draw some parallels. I don't believe that it's happen chance, nor do you. I just cannot fathom that the God who put this entire process together down to the actual microsecond, the DNA, the chromosomes, the light years, the gargantuan size of worlds unseen, this Alpha and Omega, this first and last, which was, which is, this one who looked at all of hell and the enemy in the face and said, oh, give me back what belongs to me. I am he that liveth and was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore. So I join the songwriter saying, he may. Now, if I let myself, I'd stay on that maid for a while. The difference in my life, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. I told that to Siri last night while Siri was trying to type for me. And I said, if any man thirst, let him come in out here and be able to shall flow rivers. And this spake he, and Siri wrote, this spare key. And I looked at that digital translation and I said, wait a minute. And then it dawned on me all over again what you know. If you're looking for a spare key, you're looking in the wrong place if you're looking at him. He's not some after effect. He's not some little sideline notion. His power, his presence, the Holy Ghost is not a spare tire or a spare key. God's Spirit, now the Lord is that Spirit. Come on, give me a little help right now. And where the Spirit of the Lord is. So with confidence and trust, today I repeat this. This is the day that the Lord hath made. I will rejoice and be glad. Hallelujah for an atmosphere that is filled with victory. Thank God for strength. Thank God for vision. Not just a brand new, fabulous, colossal structure that's in the making, but oh, thank God for the hundreds. And can you imagine what it'll be like when all of us can get together in the same place? And then they're coming, folks. I'm telling you, I'm not just here to talk some byline that might sound good. I drove down to Quinder, did I say that right, with your great pastor this morning, and I found myself saying, God, from the north, from the south, from the east, from the west, ha, 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 I feel, I hear the sound of abundance. I hear the sound of a going in the top of the mulberries. Ah, if it wasn't for the law, well, nothing till he set me free. You can be seated. See, they like me, they don't want to quit either. You get into that, you just want to go. And God, which knoweth the hearts, bear them witness, giving them the Holy Ghost, even as he did for us, and put no difference between us and them, purifying their hearts by faith. Now, there are some things that I would remind us of that represent difference. But there is no difference for any of us about our need of the I Am. All were born in sin and shapen in iniquity. And I'm glad this book that lays open before me this early afternoon says it clear. Whosoever will, let him come and drink of the water of life freely. Hallelujah. Man, 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 aren't you glad to be in a house where somebody is saying, come on, man, there's room for you here. There's no need for you to wait around out there. You're not going to find it out there in whatever you're looking at. Well, boy, it's hard to hold back right now. Thank you. All right. The Holy Ghost is for everybody. The gifts and the callings of God are without repentance. The greatness of God, the Lord, makes a distinction. Please understand, he made it clear. You know it well. Upon this rock, I will build my church, and the gates of hell. Now, folks, there have been a lot of things try to resist, but when hell tries to stand up, and I'm talking to some folks right now, maybe it's not all together, but I'm going to tell you, you live for God, you better put your armor on. You start living for God. Now, I'm not here with some sad sack story. I'm just going to tell you the kingdom of God. Can I just talk about it like I think it is? If not just my opinion, the kingdom of God suffereth violence, and the violent. Come on, man, when you worship, don't give him any patty cake, something that just came because it seemed like it might. Come on, I wish somebody would just do. Man, you want to be in an atmosphere. I tell you what kind of church you want to be at. You want to be at a church like we had around here, where God steps in. And when God steps in, everything else steps aside and says, what I need is the Lord, and where would I be? My life was nothing till he set me free. Heaven and earth shall pass away. But he said, my word. Somebody shout his word. Somebody shout his word. Institutions may change their word. Ideas may change. And I'm not against, there's some good institutions, there's some good ideas, but I'm going to tell you, you're never going to get an idea greater than God. And there's never going to be any philosophy to come along that will ever take the place of his word. And nobody's going to outbuild God. When God looks at a situation and says, here's the way it is. Heaven and earth is going to pass away. On this rock, I'm going to build my church. Hallelujah. When I see the blood, when I come around, I'm going to tell you, it is that obedience. So the second thing, and I got to hurry, I got four chairs right here. I need to borrow four Bibles. Anybody want to loan me a Bible? Well, Pastor, he was good enough this morning to loan me one for a moment. Thank you, my dear honored brother. Thank you. Oh, thank you very much, Sister New Path. Sister Next Steps. I was trying, folks. I wasn't quite there. Tell him I said, Dad, I mess that all up. All right, one right here. One right here. Oops. All right. See, this is what I think it's important to understand. It doesn't matter what background you come from. Doesn't matter what your history's been. All right. We know that. Are there any miracles in this house? Yeah. Is there anybody that could say, you know, it wasn't all quite right. But when I got around him, when the I Am showed up in my life and said, I tell you how it's going to be from here on out. You'll never spend another day alone. I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. I will go with you always. I am your shepherd. I am your good shepherd. I am the way. I am the truth. I am the life. Hallelujah to the Lamb. Praise God. Come on, man. You don't have to wait till you have all the books of the Bible memorized and you got all of the prophets of the Old Testament under shelf. Come on, man. All you got to do is just give God a chance. You know how you give him a chance? You just do what happened here today. You just walk down there somewhere and lift your hand and say, it's Lord, my life. I need you in my life. I need you to make a difference in my home. Come on, I'm talking to somebody right now. You need God to step in and help you in your home. Help you in your family. Well, you're in the right place. Is there a witness in this house right now? I heard that little choir lady say this morning that all of that problem. No, there she is right back there. Come on up here, sister, just a moment. You know what she said? She said it was some time. It didn't look like it. In so many words, I think I'm getting this right. Couldn't talk. Couldn't quite say it. Couldn't get my words right. Things just kept going, kept going, kept going. And she said, I got out, finally got out of that hospital. And I said, I know where I'm going. And she said, am I getting close to this? Standing right there. That's where I stood. And am I right? Did the voice come back?
I used sign language. So I stood right there, and I didn't have a voice. I couldn't sing, couldn't talk. So I stood right there, and I knew a little bit of sign language. So instead of singing the songs, I signed the songs as best as I could and said, devil, you can't have my voice. You can't have my words. I may not have a voice, but God knows I can make a way because I got God on my side. In Jesus' name.
Well, we ought to get my life was done now. And she sang. You can sit down. You can be quiet. No, no, I can't sit down. I can't be quiet. I found out he is faithful. He is forever the same. He said he would never, never walk out on me. He said he would never, never leave me or forsake me. Yeah, y'all tired of that? I'm not. No, you're not either. All right. Can I get a minute more? This morning, thank you. This morning, I asked for the clock. At first, it was in letters about that big. About 3 seconds later, the letters were like that big. And about that length of time later, the whole screen. I'm not asking for it anymore today. They'll be coming out here handing me those cards, you know. Reader cards or something. But I know I'm taking advantage, and y'all have got lasagna. I'm gonna hurry. My wife don't believe that, but I am. But he gave them, and I'll just conclude with a couple of things, just a moment more. He gave them the chance to be a part of what was called the Passover. That's where that lamb, as you know, was slain. And it was that God showed mercy. But I just want to make a little understanding perhaps here. They celebrated the Passover. But let me just make sure you know one more time. God will never pass you over. You're not a digit with God. None of us are. And the third difference is that when it came to the children of Israel, in fact, the Bible tells us something I thought that was really unique. You know, I know you come to an atmosphere like this and you think, my goodness, these folks are really in this. And we are. You ought to see us sometimes. No, today was a good example. It's just nothing like worshiping God. Please let me try to say it from my heart. If you have never, can I get somebody in this house? If you have never really clapped your hands to Him, I had a lot of noise out there. Now, I'm not against all the noise, but I'm going to tell you, I see people, I know of people just like you. I'm not throwing stones. I'm just telling you, if you're going to spend your life doing something, why not do something about honoring the one who got them out of Egypt, the one who stretched the north over an empty. I don't have to tell you that. You want to feel good? Try worshiping God. Worship God when you don't feel good. Worship God when everything's wrong. Worship God when it feels like everything. Just keep on praising Him. Come on, Job. Job said, no, you're not going to shut me down now. I'm in this thing too much. I'll tell you how I'll answer you. Where were you when the morning stars sang together? I got a question for you. How many of you folks in around me right now that feel like you got me all figured out, that I'm the guy that messed up? I'm the one that hadn't got any. He said, I'm not laying any claim on anything. I'm just telling you the only reason I'm here and the only reason you're here is because there is somebody greater than all of us, and I want to acknowledge Him. I don't know how it's all going to turn out, but I know the writer said, in whom I have believed and I am persuaded. Is there any persuasion in this house? Has somebody got, oh God, I pray it right now. Don't walk out of these doors with your heart about half kept and your mind about third made up. Come on, man. When you walk out of here, you square your shoulders, not in yourself, but in Him, and say, I know in whom I have believed and I am persuaded that He is able. Can we give Him a shout right now? Can somebody give Him a shout right now? That's good. Somebody shout Jesus. Somebody join with our brother. So I'm trying, but here's the thing. When they celebrated that Passover, the Bible says that the Israelites did not sit down. That's, you know, darling, that was a fresh revelation to me yesterday all over again. It's a wonderful thing to stand. I mean, I love it. Now, y'all forgive me. I'm taking advantage of my moment. It don't last very long because I'm going to have to go home after a while, and she'll have hers is never a moment. That's not right. The truth is, there's something about the excitement, the anticipation, recognition. So I'm trying to get in wrap-up mode here. There's not only the difference in the platform of His presence. There's not only a difference in the facts that relate, but in 5 minutes I hope to be through. There's not only a difference in the dealing side of what He does. There is not only a difference in the preparation, but I want to close by simply saying there is not only all of that. I am thankful this early afternoon that the God we serve is the chain breaking, prison shaking, healer, deliverer, the strong and mighty tower. The Lamb that was slain from the foundation of the world. In Him we live and move and have. I thought I wanted what was on the other side of that page. I'm about to give up. No, here we go. The everlasting, the magnificent, the never changing. It's not just all of what I mentioned above, but there is the difference. The thing that I would finally point to is it's not just about what he can and was and is, the fact, the dealing, the preparation, but the power. Somebody shout power. The difference in God's dealing with us has to do with his power. There is nothing so great. Certainly life can be lived depending on our own abilities. It can be lived trying to recognize our talent, whatever it might be. But Joshua of old stood and said it like this: choose you this day whom you will serve. The writer went on to say, some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God. See, there is a limitation to imitation. Difference. The song. Sister, you're much better at sign language than I am. God understood your sign language and I. The arm of flesh may fail you. Human strength will fail. The wisest of the wise will finally live in defeat. But the Bible says, let the weak say, I am. I am. And I just want to submit while I close this afternoon, and I don't always do everything to music, but I just got a hold of me and I can't let it go right now. I am strong. You know what the army says? We are army strong. I just got to thinking about that yesterday, and something inside of me said, oh, wait a minute. When the Bible said, let the weak say, I am strong, maybe what it was saying is, hey, you better back off, because I'm army strong. I got the angels of the Lord that encamp round about. I got the Alpha and the Omega on my side. I got the great I am, the everlasting Father, and the Prince of Peace. I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to beat my pruning hooks into spears. I'm going to take the plowshares and put them in the sword. I'm going to stand up and tell you, get behind me, Satan. I'm going to stand up and tell you, you come to me with a sword and with a spear, but I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts. I wish I may help me right now. I'm going to stand up and look at every doubt and say, it's over. I'm not living the rest of my life in fear. I made up in my mind. Yes, I have. But is there anybody that would be kind enough to walk down to the front of this building with me right now? And maybe we could just stand here together. Not for me, not for anybody else necessarily, but just because it's in your heart to say, God, you're the difference in my life. When you found me, everything. But I found the I am. I found the Alpha. I found the one that it makes a way where there is no way. I found the one who is always there, who will never leave. Yeah! Y'all got one of those verses you can sing.
He gives me joy that cannot be surpassed. I'm on a cloud from the first moment to the last.
He Somebody help me right now! Sustain, power to have entrance to the promised land, power to make a way across the Red Sea, power of the Lord that's still available right now. I say it one more time. Yeah!
If it wasn't for the Lord, where would I be?
Where would I be?
My life was nothing until he set me free. What a change!
What a change!
No more compromising the wrong or the right. He made a difference. He made a difference in my life.
Please, just one moment. might say, well, you know, that just kind of nuts stuff, and you sing that because you know how Pentecostals are. They're all going to, you know, because of, no. Really, I'm telling you, I really shouldn't be here. See, he pastored for 41 years in the same little town, West Texas. He died when he was 75. But see, he was 25 years old before he ever went to the first church house in his life. Not that you got to go to a church house, but yeah, you do. I mean, you understand how that goes. He didn't know anything about the Bible. He came out of World War II, had enough of military pension. He worked. He was not afraid of work. He had problems. By then, he was a full-fledged addiction, full-blown, bleeding inside. He really didn't know what he was going to do with the rest of his life. He finally got a train. That's what they did a lot back then. They rode trains various places. And he wound up here not far from y'all over in Minneapolis. He was standing on a street corner on a cold winter day. Snow blowing, ice crunching beneath his feet. He stopped at a street corner and a lady looked at him. I don't know how much she knew about God, but she knew enough to say, "Sir, did you know Jesus died for you?" My dad had never heard that in his life. He said, I had heard about Jesus, but I didn't know that somebody loved me enough that they would die for me. And he said, I didn't know what to do. My dad was not given to tears, but he turned that day and he started to walk away because he didn't know what else to say. While he was walking up that cold, icy road, he started crying. And something inside of him said, if there's somebody out there that loved me enough that they would die for me. I just came out of a war where people gave their lives for freedom, gave their all so that if somebody loved me and I don't even know their name and I don't know anything about them and I don't have, then maybe. He bought him a New Testament in the back of his 23rd Psalms. He only went to sixth grade in school later in life because of his love for God and his desire to learn. My dad became a vociferous reader. He could read anything, and he did. He studied and studied and studied. He gave his life to trying to learn more about God because he realized that day that something was different. He jumped out of that boxcar about 3 o'clock in the morning and started running across those railroad tracks. And I know you've all got your own story. Now, I'm not here to trade mine any different than what's yours. I give thanks to God. I wonder if there's anybody got a story right now. Anybody, I'm not trying to embarrass you. I'm just wondering if there's anybody might want to lift a hand and say, yeah, I know a little something about his mercy. It might not have been exactly that, but I tell you, when he found me, it wasn't all good. When he found me, I really didn't know where I was. When he found me, I was lost. I was confused. I had everything it seemed like that could be was pulling at my life, trying to get me to go this way and that way. And then for the most of you here, you walked into this place right here. Well, are you thanking God for it, church? Come on. Come on, First Church. This is not the end. This is just the beginning. This is not where it all stops. This is where it starts. Wow, man, I feel that right now. There's going to be a building built. There's going to be hundreds, if not thousands, are going to come. Well, I wish somebody would join with me right now and say, what a difference. What a difference. Turn to your neighbor and say, difference. Sing it now. Guess what I
mean? He made a difference. I don't talk like I used to talk. He made a difference. I don't care.
But if it's where you can, lay your hand on somebody's shoulder, please, with me right now. Just reach over and connect with somebody. Just lay your hand on their shoulder. Just take them by the hand. Holy Ghost, you have already walked into this house. You have evidenced your power in this service. People have been filled with your presence. People have been renewed in your spirit. Now, God, I'm asking right now that something would come on us, Lord, as we close this service. And we would find ourselves saying, God, there's nothing impossible with you. Come on, if the load of life is heavy, If you don't feel like you can find your way out, this room is filled with the worship of people whose miraculous stories and the full ultimate outcome is yet to be told. Not just here, but in the building that's soon to be built over there. In the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Let it happen right now. Please, Brother Young.